Hi, it's Wednesday. Welcome to the Tracy Ricks Foster podcast. I hope that you are having a beautiful, beautiful day wherever you are. Whatever is going on in your life, I hope that you can take this time out and relax, listen to my voice, and reflect on ways that you can make your life more successful and more radiant and more positive. There's a lot of negativity in the world, and so it's really easy to find yourself sucked into a lot of negative vibes and negative people, and eventually you surround yourself with people and things that are negative, and it just infests and grows and feeds on your spirit until you're just a very negative person. And people say to you, hey, why do you have to be so negative, so mean-spirited, so down and depressing all the time? Because it's basically what you surround yourself with, and it's basically the outlook of positivity, of light that used to shine in your life has dimmed or darkened. And that comes from the people that we surround ourselves with, the things that we view on television, the things that we engage in on social media, our family, our job, depression. All of those things can have an impact on your spirit. And the purpose of my podcast is to uplift you and to inspire you and to bring light and positivity into your world. Because I feel that we are all connected as souls and as spirits. And it is our duty as we go through this journey of life. It is our duty to pass that light and that positivity and that positive energy on, those positive vibes on to other people, to other souls. Because if you look around the world today, you can see that a lot of spirits have been depleted by negativity, by evil, by mean-spiritedness. And a lot of these souls are yearning for that connection with someone else who is positive, who can share some light with them, to raise them up, to be a shoulder that they can climb on to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So what my podcast, the intent behind my podcast, so always be positive. To always speak positivity, to bring light, to encourage, to educate at times, but most importantly, to let you know as a fellow soul that carries a beautiful, prosperous spirit, that in all things, you are universal, you are loved, you are powerful, and as you walk, remember that you are a God. A lot of things that I will address in my podcast have a lot to do with spirituality, religiosity, motivation, and just being an all-around spiritual person. Because I believe that you don't necessarily have to be a member of a church or a temple, a mosque, a kingdom hall, a religious center to be a spiritual person. Because what spirituality is knowing that you yourself are a spirit entity, and that you are connected to the heavens. You are connected to the universe. When you think about the earth and you see pictures of the earth in relationship to the universe, you notice that the earth is not the only planet in the solar system. The earth is part of a solar system made up of many planets. We aren't just floating around in space alone. We're part of a collective. So when we think about our lives here on this planet Earth, and the connection that we have with one another, we have to remember that we're all connected. What happens to me happens to you. What I put out, you receive. And what you give, I receive. So what do I want? I want you to receive this gift from me, to be inspired and to stay inspired. I was asked, how do you keep a smile on your face? How do you stay cheerful? You laugh a lot. How do you do that? How do you remain joyful? I want to say that that is just who I am. That's how I was born into this world. That's just me. But I have to be honest. There are moments in time when I'm not laughing. There are moments in time when I'm not smiling. There are moments in time when I'm not joking around. There are moments in time where I want to simply scream. So I'm not always that person. Or I should say, I'm not always mirroring that image. Because life dishes out certain things, and we're all affected by it, and so am I. I'm affected by it, and there are some things that happens in my life day to day that removes the smile from my face, removes the playfulness, the goofiness, the laughing. There are things in my life that removes those elements from my personality temporarily, not permanently, but temporarily. The key is I don't allow those negative things to change my overall perception of my life. I deal with depression. I was diagnosed with clinical depression when I was 12 or 13 years old, and it happened after a suicide attempt. And one of the things that I have realized dealing with clinical depression is that in the midst of having such a medical imbalance, or dealing with or living with a medical imbalance, what I've learned is that there are key things that I can do to keep myself from falling too far into the hole of depression. And one of those things is I maintain and I demand that those around me maintain some sense of positivity around them in their spirit. I used to be the person like a sponge who would suck up negativity, who would be involved in conversations about people that were not uplifting, that were mean and just downright hateful. I used to involve myself in conversations about people that was not kind. I used to talk about people until karma taught me a lesson. And that's why I say that we're all connected, that we're all connected to one another, because karma steps in sometimes and lets you know that you're not going to get away with that bad behavior. You're not going to get away with that negativity, because I'm going to reach out and touch you and teach you a lesson. And that's what happened. I was taught a lesson. Negativity has no real place in my life. I don't allow it. At this point, I have learned over the past year, as a matter of fact, I have learned that what negativity does is it sucks the life and the energy out of your soul, and it darkens your spirit. It poisons your vibe. It destroys your health. It's bad for your heart. And I had to learn this from going through a life-threatening illness that I was diagnosed with back last spring. And I was carrying so much negativity in my spirit and in my body that it just adversely affected my heart. And as I began to survive and walk through this path with my heart, I learned that just because the television is on and certain bad things are happening in the world, I don't have to watch it. I don't have to ingest it, because my heart couldn't take it. My heart would start having these weird palpitations and I couldn't catch my breath because my stress level would go up. So one day I was in the hospital and I noticed that. And you know what I did? I turned a channel. I turned to PBS. And I started watching PBS. I started watching the children's shows on public television. And my family were, and they're still absolutely fascinated with the fact that I watch PBS every day. Total PBS fan. I watch PBS every day in the morning. I start out my morning with PBS on Wild Kratts. I watch Curious George because Curious George knows all about that. I watch Nature Cat. I watch Pinkalicious. I watch Daniel Tiger. Yes, it's true. Yes, I do. I watch Sesame Street. And one of the wonderful songs on Sesame Street is their closing theme song. And I apply it to my life. The Sesame Street's theme song says that after you watch their show, you're going to be smarter, stronger, and kinder. Smarter, stronger, kinder. And I realized that by watching PBS in the morning, it brought me peace. I was getting stronger and kinder. And feeling grateful and humbled. It was from watching Daniel Tiger, who was a creation of the wonderful Mr. Rogers. It was from watching Daniel Tiger's show that I began to have a whole new outlook on compassion, empathy, kindness, love, respect, being humble, being forgiving. I relearned
that concept over the year. I learned the value of being grateful and being kind. I didn't learn that from watching Bravo TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta or the Real Housewives of Orange County or Basketball Wives or Fixer Upper or CNN or Sean Hannity. I didn't get that or relearn that lesson from watching any of those shows or watching the news. I got it from watching PBS in the morning. And I watch PBS every morning, every morning. And you ask, why would a 50-year-old woman be so enraptured with kids programming? And the answer is that I wanted positivity in my life. I wanted to be inspired. I wanted to be encouraged. And I wanted to be educated. And I have learned a lot from watching kids programming on PBS. I've been educated, thoroughly educated. Or re-educated, which is a big thing. As I began to heal from my illness at home, I not only watched a lot of PBS children's programming, but I watched a lot of Nickelodeon. And I usually watched SpongeBob, of course, because it's funny and I enjoy it. But I started watching this other cartoon called The Loud House. And I love this cartoon because it's based in about a family of 13, 11 kids and two parents. And they're living in a neighborhood that looks so much like Royal Oak and Ferndale, Michigan. And as a matter of fact, I believe the creator is a Royal Oak native. So a lot of the cartoon and the houses in the cartoon and the street, the neighborhood, everything is so familiar to me. Very familiar to me because my grandparents lived off of 8 Mile Road. So in Detroit, Michigan, which is right on the border of Ferndale and Royal Oak. So basically I grew up over there. And watching this cartoon, it teaches children and the adults who may be watching the importance of family, the importance of compassion, the importance of kindness, the importance of teamwork, and the importance of positivity. Those are and empathy. Those are the lessons that you learn when you watch this children's cartoon called The Loud House. And so when I began to gravitate toward programming that promoted kindness, compassion, empathy, love, family, all of those positive things began to weigh in my spirit. And it lifted a lot of the negativity that I had been feeding into. It lifted it right off of me. Like a dark cloud. That dark cloud passed. And so I start my day off that way. I only watch positive things because I want my vibe to always remain positive. And not only that, I eliminate people who are negative from my life. And when I say negative and elimination, I don't want it to sound harsh as if I would just cut people off. No, what I do is I limit the conversation. Because sometimes we have negative members in our family. Our family can be negative. And what happens is that negativity, what does it do? It seeps into our spirit and slowly changes the person that we are into a mean-spirited person. And that's not what we want. And if that's happening to you in your life and you're around or surrounded by a lot of negative people, what should you do? What you do is you cut the conversation down. That's what you do. And if you find yourself in the midst of a conversation that you are feeling this bad vibe from, the negativity, you're talking about people, you can easily disconnect from that. So, you know what? I got something to do. I got to go to the grocery store. I need to watch this program here on television. I need to cook dinner, anything, but remove yourself from it because nothing good is going to come of it. All it's going to do is wear down your spirit and put a weight on your soul. Think about that. In future broadcasts, I would like to talk about how to disengage from negative people. And I like to just, I would like to also discuss how to disengage from negative organizations or factors in our life that feed on us and prey on us, that devour our spirit and poison our soul to the positive aspects of being humane, the positive aspects of being an enlightened human being. When I think about this past year and the things that I've gone through, I look back and I see the growth within myself. I see a lot of the talents and gifts that was given to me by the universe. I see those things being explored, and I am definitely exploring them. My goal is to still become a doctor of psychology, to eventually open up my own wellness center. I am also a businesswoman. I have my own crochet and home gift company that I am just excited about. But not only that, I'm a writer, a published author. And those are the many gifts that I've been exploring along with this podcast. That's something else that is part of the gifts that I was born with, that I am right now learning to use. Because when I was diagnosed with a life-threatening illness back in May of 2017, my life flashed in front of me. Tracy, what have you been doing with yourself? Your purpose in life is to help other people. How can you do this constructively? How can you give of yourself and use your gifts for the good of all humankind? So everything that I'm doing today has that purpose within it, whether it be my education as a graduate student of psychology, whether it is crocheting beautiful scarves and blankets and afghans, whether it be writing poetry, editing pieces of my novel, even when it comes down to talking to my children and being an encouragement to my children, my purpose is still there. My purpose will always be, as long as I remember, as long as I remember that I have a gift and that I was born to use it. To use it in a way of positivity, to use it in a way of light,
to use it in the manner in which God purposed for me to use it. If you enjoyed this podcast, do me a favor and let me know. And if there are other subjects that you would like for me to talk about, and they are in line or in tune with my spirit that day, I will most definitely do so. Because what it's really all about is the way our spirits connect with one another. It's about having that positive energy, getting that supercharge of the day. And whenever you hear my voice, I want you to feel supercharged. I want you to feel energized. I want you to feel inspired. I want you to feel that you are not alone in this world. That there is someone that loves you. That there is someone that cares about you. That there's someone who wants you to be successful. And I may not know you personally, but I want you to be successful. What is success? I want you to be the best parent that you can be. I want you to have the best career, the most fruitful career that you can possibly obtain. I want you to be the best daughter that you can be. I want you to be the best human being that you can possibly be. And there are days when you're going to feel as if none of those things are possible and that you are failing miserably. But you know what? That's okay. That's just being human. That's just how we are. But the main idea is to get back up on your feet and to move forward. Always moving forward towards the light of the possibilities of what can be. What could be if only you would let it. I see you on your journey, and I am there too. So let's grab hands and walk this path together. Don't be afraid. You got this, and I got you. Have a wonderful day, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And I look forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.